Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:47, 13 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Friday morning. What is job hugging? Let's find out. Vicky Salemi joins us now, our friend, career expert for Monster. How you been, Vicky?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How the turntables tied, because we're talking about workers job hugging now. Before it was the Great Resignation. What is job hugging?
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it? Job hugging happens when workers cling to their jobs. They're not looking to leave. They don't want to leave. They stay put in their current role.
And why is that? What changed? To me, it all goes to balance of power, where whether it's an employee's market or an employer's market, am I making stuff up in my head, or is that true?
It is true. It is. The pendulum keeps swinging, and right now, workers are nervous. If they get a new job, what if they'll be downsized right away? They feel maybe perhaps more safe in their current job. And we can dive into the pros and cons of this if you want. But
let's do it.
Okay.
Let's dive.
So here we go. So the thing to remember is if you stay in your current job, there are no guarantees that you won't be downsized there either. Mm. And if you're nervous about leaving, if you don't have a new job offer, then the only option is to stay. But I always say, and at Monster we believe thoroughly, look for a new job. Because if you look for a new job and you get one and you land one and you negotiate a really great offer, then you can compare apples to apples. Look at the salary. Look at the commute, the benefits, the opportunity, the growth, the path to promotion. And then decide if you're going to stay and be a job hugger or leave. And also find out where your current company is going. Are they going to have layoffs versus a new company that you want to explore? So it's always a good idea to, you know, there's no shame in job hugging, but I just want to make sure your listeners can keep all their options open and then decide if it's worth it to stay.
And I would add that, you know, if you do look for options and you don't have any, then maybe it'll make you a little bit more committed to what you have now because you don't really have anywhere to go, right?
Right, exactly. And you want to stay committed, focused, and be super productive. But that's why it's always important to have your resume ready, because what if you are committed to your current job and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you're laid off? So you want to always protect yourself, update your resume, apply to jobs, have networking conversations, and just always keep your eye on that exit door just in case. Not saying you need to leave, especially if you're happy in your current role, but it's always a good idea just to think ahead.
Is this about the types of jobs that are available, where the economy's going, unemployment rate, private sector, public sector, private equity, et cetera? Take me through all of that, Vicky, because there's got to be a lot of different variables in this, right?
There are. There are so many. And although I'm not an economist to speak more intelligently about the markets and different things, I can say is I think it's just overall the pendulum. So if we look overall macro approach, if the majority of people, let's say, are holding on to their jobs, then there's less movement. There's less job opportunities. So the people who do want to leave and look for a new job may have less opportunities to do that. And so it's like a trickle-down effect that it just kind of compounds. But then once people start leaving, and we saw in the Great Resignation when people, there was a mass exodus and so many people left, it created a lot of movement. So then other people who were on the sidelines said, wait, there are job opportunities right now, so I can leave. So I think, you know, job hugging, I think it's a trend that we're seeing now. And hopefully if people start looking for new jobs and start leaving and there's more movement, then other job seekers can get off the sidelines too and say, wait a minute, let me look for a new job, because there are opportunities. And there are definitely other opportunities right now with, say, healthcare, IT, tech. With the holidays coming, it's a great time to look for a seasonal job and gain new skills, get your foot in the door. If you can manage the schedule, earn more money. Because also, even though people are staying in their current job, that doesn't mean they're necessarily entirely happy. And that's the other nuance, is they may feel more comfortable because they're concerned about layoffs, but maybe they haven't gotten a raise in a couple of years. Or maybe they're kind of complacent, thinking, you know, well, let me just ride this out and do what I need to do on a daily basis and then look in the future. So there's a lot going on.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Vicky Salemi, career expert in Monster. We'll talk about quiet cracking. When we come back, we'll talk about the stratum of jobs when we return. Are there more opportunities at the lower level than the upper level? What's going on with CEOs, middle management, et cetera? And we're also going to talk about overplaying your hand, because you want to make sure that you don't play more than you have the cards to back up, right? Because then you wind up taking your stuff home in a box. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Vicky Salemi, career expert for Monster. We're talking about job hugging. What is quiet cracking, Vicky?
Quiet cracking happens before quiet quitting. So what does that mean? Think about the crack, like the moment when you're just done with your job, and it's a slow deterioration. You've reached burnout, and you realize you have that awareness, like this is just not cool, and it's the point of no return. And then that leads to quiet quitting, when you decide that you're going to do the bare minimum.
What is it that leads to quiet quitting or quitting? I'll get it out. Quiet quitting or quiet cracking? Is it management? Is it challenges? And that brings me to my next question, which is about the stratum of job opportunities. Is it more at the lower level, middle level, mid-management, upper level? Who should be excited about the opportunities? Who should be cautious about what the situation is?
Well, I can backtrack to say what leads to the quiet quacking. It's so hard to say when you combine it,
quiet,
right?
Quacking. Quiet quacking. That's why every duck, that's why most ducks quit their jobs, is quiet quacking. I don't know if you knew it or not. Go ahead.
Yes, quiet quacking. They reach that moment of burnout. They feel underpaid, overworked, overburdened, unrecognized, undervalued. So I think that's what leads to it. And then that goes to your question, Tommy, about what level. I think that happens anecdotally more on the lower level, but mm-hmm. It can also happen at the higher level of management and executive. But overall, it seems to be trending, again, anecdotally, among mostly, I say, more entry level or less seasoned workers.
Thank you, Vicky. I appreciate your time as always. Vicky Salemi, career expert for Monster. We have reached happy hour. Table Talk with Ian McNulty coming up. He covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune. New Orleans Advocate. We'll talk about where he's been eating and where he's been drinking. We missed him last week, I think, if I remember correctly. But he will be back with us at 9 o'clock in a couple of minutes, at 9:10 rather. And then we're going to talk to JR with Take in Vegas. We'll get some weekend winners for you. So a lot coming up, a lot of fun coming up. Stay with us as we wrap up the week, morning show-wise, here on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.